Hey everyone, thank you for listening to Restaurant Owner Lessons Podcast. I'm your host, Chef Tony Marchanti, and I really want to thank you for your time. I know we're all so busy in the industry, but hopefully I bring some quick and actionable tips to your day, maybe some insight, maybe some funny stories. But been in the business 35 years. We currently own and operate Chef Tony's Fresh Seafood Restaurant, my wife and I, in Bethesda, Maryland. Thanks for listening. Let's get into the show. What's up, everyone? Chef Tony of Restaurant Owner Lessons Podcast. We're here with another episode. I appreciate you listening. It is the day after Father's Day. And first thing I have to mention is that I'm recording on a new microphone. It's the blue microphone by Yeti, and it was a very nice and unexpected surprise from my daughter, who, got me a little gift. She says, a little gift? I said, that's a huge gift. Got me a new microphone, so I hope it sounds great, and I hope that you're having a fantastic day. So thanks again for listening. I know I've been disappearing a little bit lately with my podcast, but I'm making a fresh commitment to at least do an episode twice a month. I enjoy it. I definitely enjoy getting my thoughts out on audio, and we've gotten some decent downloads. So appreciate you listening, but it's a day after Father's Day, so let's get into it. Checking in with you on your operation, how was your Father's Day compared to last year? Last year, a year ago, we were a little bit more in the thick of COVID, I would say. You know, we are up 47% over last year. Same location, Father's Day 2021 versus 22, so that's a huge increase. My wife was actually running the kitchen and busting her butt, making amazing food. People were very happy, and all in all, it was a really great day. So my question is, how are you and your operation? What's going on with this year versus last year? We're already almost to the end of May. To the end of June. We're in the middle of June, middle to late June. So before you know it, like, time flies. This year has just flown by, honestly, and it's been a pretty amazing year. We've been in our location now for about a year and a half. We're searching out locations, a location for our next restaurant in the very near future. We're looking in downtown Bethesda, and we also had an opportunity to come up that was not expected, but as a purchase of a place. So there's a lot going on, a lot of blessings. Let me take today to talk about a little bit about energy. To me, you know, and I've been more and more conscious as time goes on, the energy of what you bring to your business is so, so important. You know, little things like saying I have to go to work versus I get to go to work, right? That's that kind of thing. Brad Lee mentioned that in one of his podcasts. Opportunities versus, you know, when you get stressed out about making decisions. But there are also opportunities, right? There are opportunities that come up that you didn't expect. And it's amazing when you flip the energy and the speaking, the words you choose about what you do are really important to me. So my question might be, what do you do? What do you talk about with your energies and your business? Does it feel like it's a opportunity every day, or does it feel like it's a burden? And, you know, with the restaurant industry going through what it did in the last 24 months, I had a guest actually yesterday on the patio. Was a gentleman has asked me about, you know, where did all these employees go? Where'd the restaurant industry, where'd they all go? And that's a great question. We've had some real stresses. And if you're listening to this podcast, hopefully you're still in the game and still in the business. But there's many that have not been, right? There's many that didn't make it through the pandemic, and many that are, you know, have chosen to go another route in their career. So if you're listening to this, I'm assuming you're still in the business, still in the game. And I'd love to hear from you by commenting. There's also a voicemail feature, I believe, on Anchor where you might be listening to this. You can listen to this on a lot of major podcast distribution platforms. But Anchor FM, anchor.fm, does have a way to leave a voicemail. I'd love to get some call-ins about where you're at this year, about halfway through, if not a little bit more than halfway through. And so the year flies by, and, you know, for us, we've had a very good run. We're in a very odd location, quite frankly. It's a place where people have a hard time finding us. There's no street visibility at all. And we are pretty much, even with all that against us in a certain way, we're in a big building. So in theory, the big building would be providing us with a lot of business, but honestly, we are a pretty big upgrade from what was here before. So in my opinion, we're not really truly getting a lot from the building. I think more of our guests are coming to find us through our means of advertising and our branding and our social media and just being regular guests for so long. That I think that's where our business is coming from. So we really are fighting against a couple different angles and really doing pretty well. So, but where are you compared to your last year? What is your business doing this year? What are the steps that you're taking? What are you doing to keep running that business in a good way, hopefully? Are you innovating with menu changes or changes in your service? Have you redecorated? Have you upgraded your space? Where are you in the country? What's the local economy doing with your restaurant? Those are some of the questions I'd love to hear from you on. If you want to leave a voicemail, we'd love to feature you on a future episode. And again, I make my commitment to have more episodes this year, more guests. You know, I'd like to have some guests on. So if you're interested in becoming a guest on the podcast, let me know. We'll most likely get you on and talk about your restaurant experience. I may have my chef for Hemi Pizza on another episode in the near future. We're supposed to record, so I may actually record that today. We'll see. But anyways, just want to touch base and check in with you and test my new mic out too. I hope it sounds great. I'm going to plug this episode out to go out today, and you may see another episode pretty quickly because, like I said, my chef Charles Smith want to get him on the podcast and talk about our company with Hemi Pizza and what we're doing with that and some experiences he's had. So anyways, I'll wrap it up with a quick one today. But I hope you're having a fantastic week starting to the week. It's Monday after Father's Day. Don't be surprised if there's some slowdown. Obviously, after a big holiday, a lot of people kind of blew their budget on the weekend, but we'll see. We are blessed already with a party for tomorrow that looks pretty solid. So let's stay in touch. RestaurantOwnerLessons.com. I'm going to redo the website to get a more appropriate landing page because I'd like to put some fresh energy into this for this year. I really enjoy speaking and, you know, hopefully bringing some value to you as a listener. So thanks for watching. Thank you for everything. We'll see you on the next episode. RestaurantOwnerLessons.com. Be great. See you soon. Hey everyone, thanks for listening. This is Chef Tony of the Restaurant Owner Lessons podcast. I want to thank you for your time. I know we're super busy in the industry. I hope you got something out of that episode. I look forward to future interviews and opportunities to expand your knowledge about the industry. If you want to see everything else I'm doing, go to findcheftony.com, findcheftony.com, and it'll get you a loop into all the stuff I'm doing. Thanks so much for listening. Have a fantastic next shift.